You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am now joined by two beautiful human beings. I've got Max and Sam. I've got Slow Rage here with us. Yeah. Kilda fellas.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us on, mate.
Thank you guys for coming on. Real quick, we're coming off to, it's the end of New Zealand Music Month. Before we jump into chatting about your new single, favorite Kiwi artists or some Kiwi artists you've been listening to over the course of this month?
Man, deep questions.
Deep questions.
Straight into it, man. I mean, like, favorite Kiwi artist overall is probably the hardest question you could ask me in the book. But I guess favorite Kiwi artist right now is probably the band Fesh from Wellington.
Fesh.
I love them. And, you know, we'd love to play with them at some point. I know, you know, our vibes don't really mix. Like, they're like crazy, noisy shoegaze and we're like dancey punk. But like, if we ever got the opportunity, that would be like a fucking...
That would be a
freaking privilege. Just remember, we're on the radio. But no, they're great. They're great. What about you, Sam?
New Park Road.
New Park Road is
really good.
New Park Road's great.
New Park Road's really good.
Mm.
Yeah. Awesome.
Corrine are killing it right now, too. They're great bands. Mulbrain, Community Dimension. I feel like we'd be here for hours talking about it, you know?
We are spoilt for choice here, but massive shout out to Mulbrain, Corrine, Park Road with that new record, Novels. And what was it? Fesh. Fuck, Fesh is so good.
Fish is great. Yeah, Acetone's a great song, man.
You guys are releasing a brand new single titled Bones on June the 1st. Before this interview started, you mentioned that you wanted some new visuals accompanied with this, as well as, well, because this is a new sound of yours. Tell me all about it.
I feel like our sound is quite often changing and evolving, which is really cool, and I think my favorite part of this band, but I don't think it's changed this much ever. Like, it's really weird. Like, we used to be just a blanket punk band, I would say. Yeah. When Cobra came out, we were just a punk band. But like, all through those years of like Slow Rage starting up, we had so many different influences in terms of drummers and artists. And we were like, we can't just be a punk band, you know, because that's gonna get kind of creatively restricting after a period of time. So we were like, why don't we just incorporate everything, you know? And I feel like this new song is kind of our best attempts at that, you know, like bringing in all of these genres, like, you know, a bit of dance in there, a bit of pop is real, like Paramore inspired, and you know, a bit of hardcore as well. I'm never gonna call us a hardcore band because the hardcore fans are gonna get so mad at us, but like, you know, there's kind of references to hardcore breakdowns in the song and some of our newer stuff as well. So
for sure,
yeah, so it's like, it's definitely changed. But the energy of our old stuff is still there, you know, it's just like, in terms of genres, it's switching and, you know, turning into something else.
Yeah, for sure.
Very exciting.
Definitely.
Slow Rage has not changed, people. Do not worry. They have not changed completely. You do not have to burn your Slow Rage jerseys.
That is a good quality, man.
Hey, I cannot wait to hear the single. You guys are quite busy as musicians. I guess not just with Slow Rage, but you're kind of all over the place. You're both kind of just collaborating with so many people. How does it feel to kind of have the focus be back on this collective of yours? And are you guys writing new music?
Yeah. So it feels great to like have experience in other places and draw influence from other bands and other contexts and then bring them together to sort of see what you can do with that. I think that's been really cool for us. And it's like, it feels like home, you know, it's like, it feels like going back to what's really comfortable, but also we really wanted, with the new stuff we're writing, we really wanted it to be like, we need to make like perfect songs. Like, we need to try and make it as good as we possibly can and like focus on every detail. And like that experience outside, you know, working with other people, I feel like makes you think about things more detailed because you're trying to suit someone else's vision.
Mm.
So I think it's been real cool to come back.
Yeah, I think like the great thing about working with other people that aren't like your primary project is that, you know, you can only learn so much from staying in one creative space. Like, you have to kind of step outside of that eventually and work with other people, like be in different rooms with different creative people, is really important. And I feel like over the past couple months, you know, with Sam being in Back to the Hillside, me playing in Coast Arcade for a little while, it's been really cool to like have experiences in different spaces, because then we can bring that knowledge back to Slow Rage and kind of build it up from there, if that makes sense.
So it's
been cool.
Now, I'm sure that you guys are probably, there's a lot going on in the background here, and can we expect some more Slow Rage releases? Potentially, is this part of a bigger project?
Potentially.
Maybe. Could do it. we have, you know, I know every band says it, but we do have some shit plans in the background. Like, we've been in the studio just as much as we can be, just like pumping shit out. And we do have some more stuff dropping. It's just, with other stuff, it's just a case of getting it recorded, I think.
Yeah.
Which takes a lot of time and money. But we're working on it. But yeah, definitely expect more stuff after this single, like very soon. We have dates. Mm-hmm. So
we're actually organizing.
We're organizing stuff. We have a calendar.
Oh my.
Wild. Yeah, man. No, it's exciting for sure. New music.
I do not have a song queued up after this. Any requests?
We had to agree on a song.
It probably has to be a Kiwi song too.
Oh, it does. Yeah, okay. Like a newly released one. Ringlet's put out a new song called New Life recently. It's a banger.
Play the Ringlet.
Yeah, play Ringlet. It's sick. Love the Ringlet.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.